SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Speaker Mike Johnson and his leadership team searching for consensus on the House GOP conference plan to advance the president's legislative agenda, which thus far has eluded the group as opposition to the blueprint is growing. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The scramble for support comes as the speaker is eyeing a Tuesday vote to adopt the conference's budget resolution, which will lay the foundation for enacting a sprawling bill full of Trump's domestic policy priorities, including border funding, energy policy, and tax cuts. That timeline, however, is facing serious headwinds as resistance to the budget resolution rises across the GOP conference, a concerning sign for Johnson as he looks to muscle the measure through his slim majority. Republicans can only afford to lose one GOP vote and still adopt the resolution, assuming full attendance and unanimous Democratic opposition. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also, at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mike Hempen reports thieves making off with more than $2 million worth of Nike shoes.
Officials say the thefts are from freight trains running through the deserts of California and Arizona. Many of the stolen sneakers haven't even hit the retail market. According to a federal court complaint, on January 13th, suspects targeted a freight train in a remote area of Arizona. They made off with more than 1,900 pairs of unreleased Nikes worth more than $440,000. The Los Angeles Times reports that's one of at least 10 thefts targeting trains in remote areas of the Mojave Desert since last March. 11 people have been charged. All have pleaded not guilty. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Senate has now officially confirmed Dan Driscoll to be the next Army Secretary, voting 66 to 28 to put the former soldier and Iraq War veteran at the helm of the service. This is SRN News. Well, Samaritan's Purse responds to flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Christians in northeast Syria marking the 10th anniversary of an attack by ISIS on more than 30 villages in the region. Churches were blown up, dozens of people were killed or wounded, and hundreds more were taken hostage. Many were beaten. That attack and the ongoing terrorist threat leading much of Syria's minority Christians to eventually flee the country. This is SRN News. A lonely bull.
A Scottish Highland bull has been roaming for over a month after escaping from its confines. Animal Control Officer Lee Soule in Kent, Connecticut, says local residents have reported sporadic sightings of the bull in the past week, but no one's been able to catch it. Soule says the bull seems scared as it roams about in frigid winter weather. The bull's owner says efforts to find it are continuing. Scottish Highland cattle are known as a hardy breed that can live outside year-round. Keith Peters reporting.
A simmering feud between New York Governor Kathy Hochul and her Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado boiling over. After months of public discord, Delgado says he will not be on the governor's reelection ticket next year, hinting he might actually challenge her for the office. Hochul is expected to face a tough reelection bid next year. More details at SRNnews.com.